Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence, and yes, the Insight calling. And yes, everybody else thinks it's just one night in May, but you and I know that all year round, it's all Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome once more to your roundup of what's been happening in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. I've been Ewan Spence, and 2 weeks have passed since the last podcast where a couple of things have changed. We have more countries entering. We're up to 41 countries now. We're still waiting on Australia to say yes or no. They've said yes to Junior Eurovision, as you heard in the last podcast. I'm wondering if they're keeping that sort of just to get all the publicity building up at home. So just before Junior Boards broadcast in November, they'll get the yeah. We're going to add it as well. And if they do, that'll take us to 42. And with the semi-finals all balanced out, that will give us 18 semi-finalists, 18 to run, 8 fall, 10 to carry on to the grand final to meet our host Ukraine. We're still going there on May the 13th. And 9th and 11th for the main semi-finals as well. And those 5 automatic qualifiers of the big 5. Right then, that is all coming up. Not much in terms of the news of the actual organisation of the contest. And we're still in the exhibition center where we all expect it to be. The Euro Club is going to be in the Euro Village, is going to be on the main pedestrian thoroughfare in Kiev. That's all as it is. Really, most of the stuff is coming. We've got some national final dates and news coming up later, but first, quick jaunt over to Junior Eurovision. We have some songs and some news from Malta, first of all. Yes, the big one here is the stage has been revealed. It's built around this year's hashtag word, which of course is Embrace, which will also be the name of the group sing-along theme tune, which will be recorded by the children in advance of the show, so you'll be able to listen to the full thing. When it comes out as single, there will be a version just for the testing doing the full 3 minutes. Otherwise, everybody else will do the recording when they get to Malta. The stage itself, you know, if you look at it from top down, we still just have that sort of circular stage. Junior Eurovision's used the circle for a good couple of years now, so it keeps everything as it is. But there's big swirls around it, like you're cutting a little sort of gymnastics ribbon being twirled around there. Embrace is what's going on. In terms of songs, Australia, as we've mentioned at the top, are turning back up again. We have the tune and name. We Are by Alexa Curtis, and we'll be singing for Down Under. Cyprus have confirmed the song will be Dance Floor by George Michalidis. Georgia. Song is TBC. It's classic. I've had that before. Maria Madvali will be singing that one. Karamama, not Karamia, is that just a one tonal phrase out there for me? A classic by Fiamma Boschia. Macedonia will be singing Love Will Lead Our Way by Martina Stankovic. Russia will be singing The Water of Light by Sofia Fisenko. Now, originally it was billed as just going to be Sofia, but now it's sort of extended out into a pop bubblegum title-tastic Sofia Finesco and The Water of Life project, which is probably the biggest name you can get on the caption. Go Russia. And Serbia, Adunja Zelcik, helping me out immensely there with the song Ula La La. Might not have got the rhythm there. It might be Ula La La. But we shall find out. All in good time. Right then, that's Junior. It is happening on November the 20th. It's a Sunday afternoon. ES Insight will be there from the week before, and we will bring you updates, news, Junior Jukebox series, all of that. If you really, 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 really don't want to follow Junior, then just take 13th to the 20th off. And we'll be back on the 21st, and you call calm down, it'll just be all about the adults. But you're missing a wonderful contest if you do take that week off. Just saying. Right, we've got more details coming out of national finals from around the continent, and in the traditional, almost alphabetical order, Albania will lead off. Public voting is going to be taking place in Festival of Kenyas for the first time this year. Two different formats. In the semi-final, 14 songs will go through, 24 will run. And of that, 8 of them will be chosen by a jury, 3 of them will be chosen by members of the press, and 3 of them will be chosen by a public vote of some form. Into the grand final, it will be 60-40 split between jury and public voting. Submissions opened on 10th of October and closed on the 11th of October. We should hear early December the singers and songs that are going through there. Armenia have carried on with their song contest selection programme of Depi Evra Spesil. The second live show happened on Sunday. It's still in the sort of audition stage, so we're still hearing lots of names and acts come through, and they're all going up on YouTube. So no need to hunt around strange streaming sites for that one. Denmark, a couple of things to note here. First one is 1,115 entries. So there's a lot of interest going on there. That shortlist has been made at 41. Those entries will be whittled down with the help of 50 fans who have come in and helped DR sift through all of those tracks. Lithuania are moving into the same sort of format as last year, so basically there will be a big name in show one. Everybody will go, that's it, that's the singer, that's the song, and we'll wait 3 months for it to be confirmed as it fills up Saturday primetime television. Sasha Song has said that he's looking to go back to Eurovision and looking to enter again. If he shows up with a strong song in week one, put your money down on theirs. Netherlands. Netherlands are likely to be the first name that we hear. We're expecting an announcement at some point this month, so there's a good chance we'll hear it by the time of the next podcast. There's a couple of names in frame. And I'm going to hold that name back, basically because I want to play one of the music tracks from them. So I will leave you in a little bit of suspense for a bit longer on that one. Hungary, Adele has been confirmed, as we said in the last podcast, I believe, that it will be used as a Eurovision selection. Submissions are now open, and they will remain open until November the 20th. They are specifically looking for Hungarian artists or Hungarian as first language, and would like artists with experience. Given the amount of stagecraft and PR and time management and everything that's needed at Eurovision, that's probably a sensible call. And we shall keep an eye on that one as always. Romania, curious one this year. Okay, they're working with the EBU. They've got a 3-year payment plan in place for their back dues to the EBU. And the EBU are offering them free consultancy to, I don't know, manage cash flow or something. It appears to be that they will be participating in Eurovision again. Not necessarily clear from the reports coming through as we record the podcast whether that will be just showing it or broadcasting it as well. So there's actually at the moment no confirmation of entry, and even if there was, the official EBU list doesn't come out until sort of mid to December time. That's when we will know for sure. At the moment, the signs are good for Romania coming back, but I'm not ready to jump the gun and say they're definitely there yet, not just on one source. But there's going to be a lot of buzz around that over the next 2 weeks, so let's bring that in here just now. San Marino, again, a lot of buzz going around here that they're going to announce over the weekend. Huge amount of guesswork going on here. I don't think they are. So I'm flagging this up as there is no news about San Marino in here. Enjoy that one. Sweden. Aftonbladet have offered us two names in a sort of, let's just slowly parcel out all the information until we get to February. The Foo Conspiracy with three L's. Did want, I believe SVD won them in last year, but they were busy doing a tour in America, so it's finally getting to Melody Festival on there. Also, the familiar name of Lisa Ajax is coming back as well. Ukraine are starting off a 6-show audition process for November and December. These aren't the national finals. These are to get the people for the semi-finals and finals, which will happen in February, to select who gets to sing on home soil. So, if you're in Ukraine and you think you're in the chance, that's where you should be heading over the next couple of weeks. And get your singing voice ready as well. Finally, news from the United Kingdom. Emily DeForest tweeting out a picture from a UK BBC Eurovision writing gap that was taking place up in the Nordic regions. There are a number of songwriters, lyricists and record execs were looking in the back of the picture. If you want to do your eagle eye thing, you can play Spot the I Know What Song They Wrote. Lots of fun going on there. Little exercise for you to do that yourself. In the meantime, the submissions portal has been open. If you have a song ready to go for Eurovision, and then you can upload that. As far as we know, OGA UK fans will be helping to sort down the big list into a shortlist, much like as what's happened with DR and the Danish entries, but there are no further information yet. But if you are a member of OGA UK, you would have got an email going, do you want to help us select a song for Europe? In which case, follow the details in your email. That there is on the national final news, but I did tease that we were going to have one of those potential Netherlands names coming up. Yes, and that name is O-Gene. O apostrophe G 3-N-E. I mean, they're not making it easy for me, are they? They are sisters Lisa, Amy and Shelley Voll. Long-term Eurovision fans will recognise them as the singers for Junior Eurovision 2007 for the Netherlands. They popped up on The Voice of Holland in Season 5, winning in 2014. And now that name has been sort of bubbling around now over the summer. as a potential let's get them in. They're on a high. That win that they did with The Voice basically brought the career back again. They went away as kids. They went away, they did the kids thing, went high up, come back, boom, all grown up, got some great songs, got some pop hits. Let's throw some tunes down. Let's get on the dance floor. Let's take the money and run.
Let me tell you, got a winner, got your numbers on the ticket, hit the lottery, so lucky for you. You've been feeling so rich, got paid, cause my love is worth a million and every single penny of it, baby. Baby. Come and get it, you're a winner. Got your numbers on the ticket. Hit the lottery, so lucky for you. Oh, baby, yeah. Can I ride it? Got your thoughts about the circle, just
So there you go, potentially this year's entry from the Netherlands. It's not going to be that song, it's just going to be those singers. That song is well before the September 1st deadline, but trust me, they've got a lot in the back catalogue there. That's Lisa, Amy and Shelley Vol, who make up Eugene. Right then, what we got kicking over October again, slightly quiet month, but we're keeping the content rolling through in ESC Insight. Charlene's popped up an interesting article for debate. Should host cities get 2 years, not one, to put on the Eurovision Song Contest? Is it practical? We think so. We've got one solution to do it. What benefits does it have? What problems does it have? A little bit of discussion for you on there. Coming up before the end of the month, we will have a guide to betting at the Eurovision Song Contest. It's so early in the game, there's not a lot of money in the system, so if you feel like getting lucky this year and playing the odds, then we will take you on a little explanation there from our friend of the parish, Rob. We'll be getting us through the delights of Betfairs and ons and offs and 3 from 10 pounds and stuff like and things like that. I made up some of those phrases, don't worry about that. Newsletter continues to take over as always, escbuzz.com if you're looking for the headlines from all the other websites in the Eurovision Song Contest. And as always, every Eurovision song is just slowly working through the back catalogue and reviewing and having fun with all the songs that we can find back in history. I'm Ewan Spence. That's been your ESC Insight podcast for this fortnight. We'll be back again in 2 weeks' time, here in the same RSS feed, here in the same website. And as always, getting ready to finish off every show with a little lick of the guitars.